Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Spiritual Readings New Jersey with your host, Jessica Sisko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the show. My name is Jessica Sisko. I'm a psychic medium, and I can be found through my website at spiritualreadingsnj.com, and I can also be located through Facebook and Twitter. So today, we're going to once again take some calls. Can we have the first caller, please?
Sure, Jessica. You have four callers in the queue, and your first caller is 256. 256, you're on the air.
Hi, my name is Kimberly. How are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. My question has to do with my romantic life. Just some insight from spirit on anything that's going to happen soon.
Okay. You're not in a relationship now, or you want
no.
to be? Okay.
Yes.
Because I do feel like there is someone, either someone you know or very close to already, or someone you're going to meet fairly soon.
Okay.
And it feels to me like you're already putting yourself out there to find that person. Is that correct?
Yes.
Yes, I definitely do feel that someone is coming for you. I feel like the reason that it's been taking longer is because of divine timing, where the timing just wasn't right yet. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Does that answer your question?
Yes, you have. Thank you very much.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is from 860-860. You're on the air.
Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Thank you for calling. What can I do for you?
Yeah, I was wondering if any of my loved ones are coming across and any message that they can give which could help me and my family at this period of time.
Yes, I have a woman in spirit who feels like a grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
Would you understand that?
Yes.
Okay, and I feel like she was a very peaceful, very fair person. She always tried to, if there was a problem, she would always be the one to try to help people solve it. Would you understand that with her?
You know, I wasn't that, like, my grandmothers, they passed away when I was very young, so I didn't have a lot of interaction with them.
Okay. I feel like because I feel like there is someone around you who is working with you to help you to resolve what's going on with your family so that there is a positive outcome for everyone.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Thank you for your help.
Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is 720-720. You're on the air.
Yes. Hi, Jessica. How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm fine. My question is about my finances. Just been waiting on a settlement from a lawsuit. Just trying to see if they're paying anytime soon, or what do you feel for my finances?
I feel like there is a payment coming, but I feel that it's more in the long term. I don't feel like it's going to be relatively soon, but I do feel that there will be a positive outcome with that. I'm feeling after the new year.
Okay. And will that give me some kind of, financial stability, you know, like a resting period, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, so I do feel that financial stress and frustration that you've been feeling, I do feel like that will be ending soon.
Okay.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, Jessica, your next caller is 856. 856, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you, Jessica?
Good, how are you?
Doing great. Either whatever you can feel, pick up that's spiritually or that's around me that's going in positive, financial, or anything. I just came back from a long trip overseas.
Oh, wow. I do feel that for you. I feel like you've been a little bit exhausted lately.
Yes.
And I am feeling that it would be helpful for you to rest and take care of your body, and everything else related to that, because that's when the new things that we want to manifest will come in, when we are in a better space, when we are in a better place in our lives, and when we're not all stressed out. Does that make sense?
Yes, I just taking care of that. yesterday because I got sick when I was over there, and I straightened that out. Now in the process with the doctor, so under medication on that one. So.
Yeah, they're saying that you definitely could benefit from more rest. Because it's like you've been going and going and going, and now you're completely run down.
True.
Does that answer your question?
Yes. Cool. Appreciate it.
Well, take care of yourself.
Trying to. Cool. Appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, Jessica, there are no callers in your queue right now. Did you have a topic you wanted to speak on?
First, if anyone wants to call in, the number to do that is 657-383-0023. And I do want to say that if we don't care for ourselves, then we don't have the energy left to care for or help anybody else. And I think that's something that a lot of us, myself included, kind of had to learn the hard way.
It is, it takes a lot, you know, and we do learn things like that the hard way.
Especially in service work, you know, it's hard to say no to people who are constantly demanding our time and attention.
Right. Jessica, you do have a call. Would you like to take it?
Yes.
Okay, your call is from 856. 856, you're on the air.
Hello?
You're on the air. Seems that they must be on, maybe they walked away from the phone.
Yeah.
Okay, well, if you want to continue talking on the topic that you were talking on. And
yes, I think that sometimes, a lot of times, we were told, even as children, that putting ourselves first is selfish, that it's something we shouldn't do. But if we don't, it could cause things like burnout, just general exhaustion, to depression, and you could even get sick, really sick from that, physically sick. So we want to make sure that we're caring for ourselves, not only for that reason, but we could end up in a situation where we put everyone else first to the point where we almost become resentful of having to do that, but we don't have to do that. we can say no every once in a while.
Right, but what are your strategies for saying no once in a while when you're the type of person that says yes to everything?
I used to be a total yes woman, and it's something that I think sometimes I still struggle with. The first thing that I feel like we need to realize is that we're worth it and we're valuable and we're deserving of that time and space for ourselves. And I think we also need to realize that most people, when we say no to them, they might be upset at first, but they'll eventually understand, and if they don't, there's really not a whole lot we can do about that.
Right. We can only control what you do. You can't control other people's feelings or emotions,
right,
or inability to accept the fact that you say no.
Yeah, and I think sometimes that takes practice because we're used to being so polite and so nice that we allow people to walk all over us.
Right, and you're right, it does take practice to say no, too. It has to start gradually. It's just not something that some people can comfortably do overnight.
No. And we also need to remember that we're actually not helping the other person if we just say yes and jump to attention every time they need us, no matter what, because then they're not learning.
Right. I think in some cases we do people a big disservice by saying yes all the time because we enable them to not try things on their own.
And they get used to it. So they expect it. So then the one time we say no, they end up getting really mad and we wonder why. When
right.
That could have been avoided in the first place.
So I think it's important to establish healthier patterns and to know where to draw lines and set up certain boundaries between yourself and other people, especially the people that have maybe taken advantage or not even knowingly, because I think when you become overburdened and things like that, you become resentful then and bitter towards the people, and they might not even realize why.
Yeah.
So what are some productive methods in setting up those boundaries?
I feel like the first thing is communication.
Mm-hmm.
Communicating your expectations. For example, when I first started this business, I had some clients who would just call, and even now every once in a while, who would call and expect a reading right now. And I would have to tell them, no, I'm sorry, I can't do that right now. And I would suggest a time for them. But I started thinking about that, asking myself, why does this keep happening to me? And it was a simple matter of communication that I didn't explain on my website that this was by appointment only.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's just a matter, mostly a matter of establishing expectations. And the earlier on in a relationship that we can do that, the better off that it will be for everyone involved.
Right. I mean, we can even, you know, set boundaries in our own lives as far as people that we deal with that are not clients of ours, like family members and friends that, you know, there's always one person that's the go-to person that always helps everybody out in a bind, but we don't realize that that person may be, you know, saying yes to everyone. So we have to establish boundaries within our own lives too by simply, you know, maybe saying, I would love to help you out right now, but at the moment I'm very busy and I think it's best to make other arrangements for now, and if I can help you in the future, you know, I will, but at the time, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, because I think when we say yes to everything too, we overburden ourselves and then we can't fully, you know, do the things that we'd like to do successfully because we're spread so thin, you know,
and we could even become anxious and get into a situation where we say, I don't have enough time to do that.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
Sometimes with my own family, I have to say, I can't do that right now.
Right.
And I think we feel like we have to justify it and come up with reasons why we can't, but
right.
We don't.
Sure. Oh, yeah. I mean, there's the whole, you know, you don't want to hurt anyone's feelings. You don't, you know, you're afraid they're going to take it the wrong way or, you know, we feel that. But really, we owe it to ourselves to not spread ourselves so thin and to, you know, say no when we don't have the time.
Yeah. Then we could even get into, what's that?
No, go ahead.
Then we could even get into people pleasing where we try to please everyone. And it's, you can't please everyone, so you're always going to be left disappointed.
Right.
And then you start beating yourself. You could even start beating yourself up, like, why isn't everyone happy? I tried my hardest, and...
Mm-hmm. I think it's important to remind ourselves on a daily basis that, you know, whether it's through an affirmation on a daily basis that, you know, we have to remind ourselves not to take on more than we can physically do in a day, and to make time for ourselves and to reaffirm ourselves each day that, you know, you'll only do a certain amount of things, and it doesn't necessarily mean cutting everyone off and saying no to everything, you know, because sometimes it can have the opposite effect where you walk around and people call on you for help and it's just no to everyone because you're trying to, you know, reestablish yourself. But I think we need to say, you know, okay, I can do X, Y, and Z today and I can do no more than that, you know, and establish that. Sometimes people get up in the morning and they have a daily affirmation for themselves each day and remind themselves that, you know, and we need those reminders because we all too often get caught up in the daily routine and the grind and we forget that we've made a a commitment to ourselves to only do what we can humanly possibly do in one day. And so we need to remind ourselves throughout the day that, you know, I can only do so much, and stick to that. You know, it's sticking to your own promises, but also, you know, leaving an allotted time to, I can help X, Y, and Z today, and that's it. You know, or I can do this today, and that's it. You know, and you know, I can help you tomorrow when my schedule clears or whatever.
Yeah.
And especially with the holidays coming up too, you know, people are getting ready for Thanksgiving and Christmas and Hanukkah and things like that. And you know, this is now the time where people are even more stressed out because they're working harder and preparing, and you know, you want to do for everyone, and there's very little time.
And we have to buy gifts for this person,
right?
Yes, it's
right.
I joked last year that I'm going on vacation for the holidays.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Mhm. Yep.
Well,
not a bad idea
if we can't, then we need to give ourselves a little mini mental vacation.
That's right. You know, now is the time more than ever to keep in mind that we need some me time, because you know this season, you know, through January, will be just filled with running and doing and preparing and whatnot. And we need to remind ourselves, even if it's an hour a day, to give ourselves that break, to manage our time, budget our time. And I think it's a wise decision for anybody listening or curious, just to, you know, keep a schedule and sort of stick to that as best as you can. Of course, there are going to be times where things pop up where, you know, things don't always go as planned, but you have to sort of keep in mind that you need some checks and balances within your own life so that you can better serve yourself, so that you can better serve others and the community at large. So, you know, it might not be a bad thing to even have a written schedule, a reminder on your phone, or, you know, a little... I have reminders throughout the day that say, you know, remember to do this, remember to do that. Well, we should also have reminders on our phone that says, remember to take some time for yourself. Remember, 3:30 to 4:30 is your time alone, or something like that.
Yeah. And then if you have any time left and you feel like you still need time for yourself, schedule. Put in that spontaneous thing that you do for yourself. Like some days I'll just go somewhere and sit and have a cup of coffee, and that's my time.
Right, exactly. It doesn't have to be big, you know. I think you have about one minute left of air time.
Okay. Well, I hope that this helped someone today, and I'm Jessica Sisko. I can be found at spiritualreadingsnj.com and also Facebook and Twitter, and everyone have a happy Thanksgiving.
Take care, Jessica.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.